Let's walk on around back and see if we can't find Mr. Harper somewhere out in the lawn. Good morning, Arizona. You are joining Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. It's the 8 o'clock hour, and you know that's what that means. We are in the landscape and garden, and the key is call in early. Oftentimes, the calls stack up right about halfway through this hour, and then we can't get through them all. So call in early, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And I think the reason why the calls wait to come in is they all want to hear your tip of the week.
Well, could be. Could be. That's
they're waiting.
Everybody's
kind of
like,
to hear that. They don't want to be on
the phone. Soak all this up first. I don't want to miss it being on the phone. Well, here we are, the 10th of September. So we are a third of the way through September. A third. So the actual first day.
It's hard to think about. Where did that come from?
I know we're already a third of the way through September.
Gosh.
Yeah.
The first part of the year seems to drag, and then once you get through that summer, it just.
You know, July can't go fast enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is the slowest month, it seems like, getting through it.
They're like, oh, come on. And then you want to, here in about another 2 weeks, we'll want to freeze frame it, right?
Amen.
So the official quote unquote autumnal equinox is still 12 days away, roughly. So we're starting to feel, you know, the sun has a different angle in the sky, which you can really tell now. Late in the afternoon, even when it's warm, it doesn't stay as warm as long. It cools off quicker at night. The mornings are nicer. Plants are recovering. You can see plants as you walk around landscapes and drive down the road that plants are flushing back out with growth. They're blooming again. You know, we had some nice monsoon rains a week or so ago. We had, depending on where you lived the other day, when we had the remnants of a tropical storm, some places got a good, nice little rain, some didn't. But it brought us that cloud cover, that relief from that high in the sky, intense 14 hours of sunlight that is just pretty tough on plants. And then the nights don't cool off, and that really is stressful to them. So our plants are recovering. We're pretty close to the same amount of daylight and dark hours, and so the nights cool off, and that is time to signal then that, you know, our fall garden season, which in many ways is akin to spring in places where they get really cold, because we are passing out of our harsh season as opposed to the winter cold, snow, freezing, harsh season that they have in the Midwest and the upper Midwest. We're leaving our harsh season. We're going into our really great planting and plant season, which is, you know, fall, winter, and early spring. So think of it much like they would think of spring. We've been cooped up, pent up, don't want to work in the yard. We're neglecting our plants. I am, anyway. I'm sure most people are. I've had no great desire to get out there and do a whole lot till the last few mornings. It's like, okay, it's time to start. So let's just start at the beginning. If you're going to plant flowers or vegetables, cool season flowers or vegetables, and we'll call them that. We won't call them winter vegetables because in some places they're not. They're just cooler season than what we've had. We need to get the ground ready, whether you're planting in a pot or a raised garden or a square foot garden or in the ground, there is some soil preparation necessary. Now, that preparation in a raised garden or a pot may be just pulling out the dead stuff, kind of getting a trowel down in there and stirring that soil up. You may need to add a little soil because it's compacted or washed out the bottom of the pot or the soil level is a little lower than you'd like. And you probably will want to work in some type of organic type fertilizer to give it some nutrients, and you're ready to go. I think we had a caller last week said, I want to do soil preparation, but I'm going to do it in a raised garden. I said, well, that means going, buying a bag, opening the bag, and dumping it in. So that's your soil prep, and then adding some nutrients to that, like a Dr. Earth or a biofeed or some type of organic type fertilizer. And then you're ready to plant. The ground preparation, if you're growing in a traditional method, is a little bit more intense depending on how far along you are. If it's your first year, it's a bit of a chore. You got to break that ground up. You're going to add a bunch of organic material. You're going to add gypsum. You're going to add fertilizer, and you're going to till that in. We do have that recipe on our website, or it's free at the nursery. I know Rosie keeps referring to it as
it's great.
As and it is very simple.
When we broke very ground, simple. When we broke ground in our garden, where our garden is right now, John Jay, I used an electric jackhammer.
Oh, well, I can believe that.
To break it up a good 12 to 18 inches deep.
Sure.
And now it's been 20 years of using your formula and composting. And I still can't grow anything, but the soil
the
looks
soil's beautiful, huh?
I make good compost.
Well, I tell people, when you're done with this method, when you're done working your compost and working everything, you should not need a trowel to plant your transplants. You should be, you know, taking your three or four fingers and scooping out a little hole. It should be that loose and that easy to dig in that soil. And it ought to look dark, and it all ought to look the same color.
And year over year, it'll just get better and better and better.
And it's like soup, you know. It does. It gets better, and it gets easier. So once, you know, when I decide probably tomorrow to go out and do some garden prep in my garden, and I have a traditional in-ground garden. I grow some stuff in pots too, but it'll just take me minutes. I mean, I'll get a couple more bags of organic material because it just does disappear. It solubilizes in our heat in as much as we water, and I'll turn it in, and I'll be able to stick a shovel, full shovel length, you know, 8, 10, 12 inches without jumping up and down on it, you know, because it's been a number of years. So it's really easy, and it gets a lot better. So get that done, and you're ready to plant. We have brought in now a locally grown, so they're acclimated to the still warm afternoons, cabbage and cauliflower and broccoli and Brussels sprouts, those cool season vegetables, some onions. So it's time. It's also time to be feeding. We talked about plants recovering early in this discussion, that if you walk around, you'll see plants flushing out new growth. Help them recover by giving them some nutrients, you know, a tree and shrub food or organic citrus food or something like that before it gets too cool while it's still warm. Get it on. And then we're going into the absolute best time to plant trees and shrubs. I mean, that warm soil, like an incubator, cooling atmosphere, you know, your plants aren't losing as much moisture as quickly. So that slows down. The need to water is going down, and yet the soil is warm enough that those roots can start rooting into the native soil and getting established.
Y'all use that phrase, sleeping, creeping, leaping. I've seen a lot of leaping, as you mentioned, just this time of year. When you look around, it's the foliage is a little lighter on the ends, and it's longer. Now, let it go. Don't immediately get out there if you're trying to keep it perfectly trimmed. Let it develop a little bit before you go hack it all off. Those gumdrops...
I'm coming to work this morning.
Drive me nuts.
I'm coming to work this morning in the city of Phoenix. I'm throwing the city of Phoenix under the bus. Sorry, guys. But the city of Phoenix and Greenway Parkway has got two huge crews out there, and they're just mowing stuff down, the Ruellia and the Redbirds and all that stuff that's just recovering and flushing and starting to bloom. And the Redbirds are in full bloom, have been all summer, and they're whacking them to the ground.
Tourist season's getting ready to kick into gear. Let's make this as ugly as we can. Cut everything down.
I just wanted to stop, slam on the brakes, and go jerk a hedge trimmer out of somebody's hand. Say, what are you thinking? It just couldn't be a worse time to be doing that kind of pruning. And here's the thing. If you start pruning like that, now luckily, they're a little early enough that Ruellia will flush. The Redbirds won't come back into bloom, though. And if you prune even a little bit later than that, you know, you're going to get cooler, and your stuff's going to look pruned all winter long. It won't recover at all. So somehow we got to stop the madness on this pruning thing.
You were talking about the fact we're coming out of our stress period. I've been to several clients' homes and people were looking at remodeling. I mean, the vegetation actually looks like it's freezer burned.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is scalded just as if it were a February freeze all across the top.
It's just desiccation. It's the same. The damage is the same to the plant. It's dehydration, desiccation. It's just the moisture has gone out of it. It's burned up. It's crisp. and we need that to recover. Now, you may have to do a little light pruning on some ends of some of those branches if the branch itself or the limb is actually burnt or dead. But in most cases, the branch is still green and alive, and it will flush new growth, and that old growth will fall off. But if we go in and just cut the plant to the ground, it's got a long way to go, and we're running out of time. Our growing season is very short now. You know, we've got a month or so, and then things will stop growing. So this constant shearing and mistimed pruning is – and here we have our municipalities doing it. So all of the folks that just moved here from – you know, Minnesota are going, oh, must be good time to go. Let's go prune our yard.
And I get it. The city of Phoenix only has so many crews, and it's a big city acreage wise. There's
no,
only so much.
No. I'm not letting. No,
you're not letting them off the
no.
hook.
No, save the money. Don't do anything.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
let a plant be a plant.
I'm begging for a call for whoever's in charge of that.
1-888
I want to talk.
767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you to join the conversation, especially if you're a part of the maintenance crew of the city of Phoenix. We'd like to hear from you.
Not the crew. I want their boss.
The boss, the chief, the scheduling chief.
We're in trouble, huh?
You can also text your questions to 411-923 or email pictures if you need help with plant identification or insect identification. We're going to get into a little bit of that. We are a dry, arid climate, but if you add water to anything, you get insects. So we'll talk a little bit about organic and synthetic pest control around your home. I don't know about you, but our lawn, it seems like every time you walk out now, you're going to be ready for 4 or 5 mosquito
bites. Oh, the mosquitoes are really bad right now. Yeah, yep.
Really bad. We got someone from Louisiana moving here laughing at us.
Yeah.